Well, back on this continent now, there were lots of musical tributes to the new president. The Boys Choir of Kenya came in from Nairobi for the festivities. That's the Boys Choir of Kenya. We're going to tell you now about another African singer in town to celebrate Mr. Obama. His name is Samba Mapangala. He is performing tonight at a gala thrown by the Kenyan embassy. And if you could be in the audience tonight, you'd be getting some great insight into the history of African pop music. The World's Marco Werman explains.
Samba Mapangala is also from Nairobi, but tonight he won't be covering an American standard.
In fact, I did compose a song, Obama Ubarikiwe. That's in Swahili. That means Obama be blessed. That will be the song I'll start with. And it will be the song I'll finish with. Obama, ubarikiwe. Obama, ubarikiwe.
Mapangala is performing at the Pan-African inaugural celebration for Mr. Obama, sponsored by the Kenyan embassy. And though he was invited by the Kenyans, Mapangala is not Kenyan by birth. He's from the Democratic Republic of Congo.
I left Kinshasa in 1975 when I was young, but Kenya is home. I feel like Kenya is really home because I stayed in Kenya for 20 years. It's home. Even when I go to play in Kenya, you know, I feel like I'm at home more than Kinshasa.
Along with all of Congo's mineral wealth is a rich deposit of musical talent. Congo is one of the main sources of most modern Latin music. The Afro-Cuban sound, the Afro part, is primarily from Congo. In the 1960s and 70s, with Mobutu Sese Seko's autocracy keeping Congo stable, live music flourished. It made the competition fierce in Congo. It also made countries in other parts of Africa hunger for the Congolese sound. That's why many Congolese musicians, like Samba Mapangala, moved to Kenya.
This should not come off as an arrogance, not at all. But in Kenya, you know, East Africa, for a long time, they depended on Congolese music for entertainment.
That's Congolese scholar Lubangi Muniania. He manages Tabilulu Productions, which develops educational and cultural material about Africa. He says Samba Mapangala's performance for an American president at a gala hosted by the Kenyan embassy is a powerful statement.
It's a huge symbol. It's a symbolism of unity. It is a pan-Africanism that has been talked about for a long time. It started already, you know, not on political level, but on cultural level, it's been going on for a long, long, long time.
Nikiwa nikitembea mara kwa mara ukumbuka mapenzi yetu vipi Marina.
Today when he performs with the Congolese musicians that he knows because they know the genre of music that he likes to play, which is very much Congolese, but he sings in Swahili, Kenyan Swahili.
Tonight, the cultural unity will tilt to the Kenyan side. This is, after all, a Kenyan party. And today in particular, Congolese by birth, Samba Mapangala says he feels more Kenyan than ever.
I feel more close to the President Barack Obama because I've been in Kenya for 20 years. And as you know, his father comes from Kenya. And I feel very good and I'm proud of it.
For the World, I'm Marco Werman.
Everybody, time to take a stand. Yes, we can.
Uongozi baba ni kipawa upewa na Mungu. Wewe unacho. Leta amani mabadiliko matumaini. Wa Marekani na walimwengu. Tumekupenda. Wa Marekani na walimwengu. Tumekupenda.
From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Lisa Mullins. Thanks for tuning in.
The World's Global Hit podcast is brought to you by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting the health of people and communities through grant-making, employee giving, and volunteerism. The Medtronic Foundation, on the web at medtronic.com.